And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 1st of February, 2010. It was on this day, 1884, the first part of the first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary was published, covering the letter A to the word ant, A-N-T. The Philological Society of London had set out to do it almost 30 years before. They proposed a four-volume dictionary that would take 10 years to complete. In the end, the dictionary took 70 years, not 10, and it filled 10 volumes, not 4. The last volume didn't come out until 1928. The OED defined over 400,000 word forms. The second edition came out in 1989. It's the one you probably find in a library today. 20 volumes, weighs nearly 140 pounds, over 615,000 definitions. And in that 1989 edition, the longest entry is for the verb set, S-E-T, more than 430 ways to use the verb set. The entry for the verb set is 60,000 words long. That second edition contains about 2.5 million quotations. The Bible's quoted more than any other work, Shakespeare more than any other single author, and of Shakespeare's works, Hamlet is quoted the most, about 1,600 quotations from Hamlet in the OED. In 1992, a CD-ROM version of the OED was published, and now the dictionary is online, where it's constantly under revision. And it's the birthday of a writer who loved the dictionary, loved the thesaurus, loved words, S.J. Perlman, born in Brooklyn, 1904, who wrote sentences like, "The waiter's eyes sparkled and their pencils flew as she proceeded to eviscerate my wallet. Pâté, Whitstable oysters, a sole, and a favorite salad of the Nizam of Hyderabad made from shredded 5-pound notes. Wrote for years for the New Yorker magazine what he called feuilletons, the French word meaning leaves of a book. S.J. Perlman, who said he was preoccupied with clichés, Baroque language, and the elegant variation. Influenced by James Joyce and by Flann O'Brien, a big fan of P.G. Wodehouse. Perlman, who loved to travel, went around the globe 7 times. He said the stresses and strains of travel are highly productive of the kind of situation I can write about. In other words, misery breeds copy. Perlman said, "I guess I'm just an old mad scientist at bottom. Give me an underground laboratory, 6 atom smashers, and a beautiful girl in a diaphanous veil waiting to be turned into a chimpanzee. And I care not who writes the nation's laws." Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth entitled Elegance. No elegance is ascribed to sweat, dripping from the carpenter's nose onto the clean plywood. Yet I recall, in my big sheepskin, how I sweated in the snow, heaving the axe and peavey, and how sweet it was, and how Jubilee cried in jay song to the gray sky, and the white owl sailed on, extended wings, unerringly, among the snow-clad spruces. A poem by Hayden Carruth, Elegance, from Toward the Distant Islands, New and Selected Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.